Sunia, l'actualitat del MACBA.
Amb motiu de l'exposició El mal d'escriptura, un projecte sobre text i imaginació especulativa del MACBA, trobada amb Will Holder, Londres, 1969, dissenyador i explorador de la forma gràfica i el llenguatge.
I think it's easiest to say that I'm a designer. Whose interest in material is predominantly language and written language and trying to design language in a sense. So that doesn't necessarily mean only printed matter or only books or posters. But also it's more about designing perhaps social situations or designing situations that language or let's say knowledge can be passed on. So in an extension of that, I'm also a teacher, but I don't really make that much distinction between teaching and designing. I think teaching is also a form of design.
Relació amb l'art visual, el llenguatge com a forma d'art.
Most of my work is situated within the field of visual arts or the art world, and so that, I guess that's quite a luxury to be able to work in that field and perhaps take liberties or work within a field that does have a broader understanding of what distribution is or what structural forms are for supporting artworks or for supporting language or language as a thing in itself or language as a form of art or
la representació de l'art.
Sometimes I'm more interested in how a work is represented than the work itself. But I also recognize that mediation and representation is an extraordinary important element in today's art world, and probably more important than production of the work itself. So production of support structures and production of mediation and production of representation is an extremely large industry.
El disseny com una traducció.
I am a designer, but design is essentially a form of translation, and I'd rather see it as a translation of work than a necessary representation of work. So I'd rather not see it as packaging or as something additional to work. I'd rather see it as the work itself, but that's taken on a different form.
Diferents formats entorn de les mateixes idees.
My practice are quite simply different forms of the same ideas or the same set of ideas. So I'm literally designing my own ideas, or I'm using my ideas as the material, and the different forms that they take, such as F.R. David, or performance in public, or reading in public, or
des de les instruccions al document.
Most of my interests at the moment relate to these ideas of instruction and instructions to the future, but also how documents of things that have happened in the past can also be seen as instructions to something in the future. So I'm trying to find a form, or I'm trying to imagine, I think that's probably easier to say, I'm trying to imagine a form that is an instruction and a document at the same time.
Relacions entre la representació del treball dels artistes i el comissariat.
And I've only been in a position of being a curator once, and it seemed quite similar, yeah, that you're composing a set of works or a series of pieces of work within a certain context and hoping that the public receives it in the way that you'd like for them to receive it. But let me say, I'd rather organize events than curate, and that's mainly because they are just a form of distribution that cannot take place on paper. So I see them as moments of publishing. I just see that in the same way that F.R. David is publishing certain works. If I recite a certain piece, then I just see that as an act of publishing, and that my voice is the ink on paper, but that if a work can't exist on paper or doesn't have the same resonance on paper, then my voice is merely typography in that sense.
La influència de la tecnologia en el disseny.
I think that the role of the designer and the possibilities of the designer in relation to someone else's work have become so much more complex than that I do feel that And I also think that the technologies involved enable us to be a lot more flexible and a lot more adaptive in terms of how we formally respond to that work, or how, or what it means to represent that work as, I suppose, invisibly as possible.
Consideracions sobre el disseny contemporani.
A lot of contemporary design is extremely egotistical and points to itself instead of pointing to the relationship that it has with something else, and almost puts itself in a position of dominating that relationship.
Words don't come easy.
As expressed through the slogan of F.R. David, words don't come easy, which is taken from a love song about a man's inability to express his love for a woman. I think it's very similar to that, that it's extremely difficult to find the right words or to find the right material to it, to represent or to respond or to complement something that you love deeply.
Macba.cat